Chapter 3. A Frightening Discovery. Some days passed. Unexpectedly, I experienced a helpless feeling from pressure on my lungs. Everyone panicked and took me to the doctor to be examined. They took me to the emergency room and ran tests. They said there was no danger, and that night, we returned home. Afterward, I got a call from the doctor's office saying more tests needed to be done. I met with that doctor at an appointment. It had been 2 months since I'd last seen him. Of the three tests, one was related to my blood, one to my heart, and another to my stomach. In truth, I told them I would get all the tests done in order. They said my lungs needed to be examined too. I told them I'd had that done before, and nothing had ever come up. I told the doctor I would check with HR at my company and get back to them. I resolved to go when the doctor called for me. On August the 11th, they called me to come to the office. I went at 11 in the morning. My wife, Sudha, had gone to a different meeting. The doctor told me my heart was fine and my blood work looked good. I said, "So I told you, didn't I? All the reports are normal." But the doctor said he had some distressing news to share with me. When I asked what it was, he said an 8.5-centimeter tumor had been found in me. I was thrown into a panic. That tumor was above my kidneys, and they said it appeared to be a cancerous growth.